moment we've been waiting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I think most people know that today is a day of 4 years. And it's also the same woman that he had given the gift of his healthy kidney to when she needed one. So the story goes that this couple met in the mid-90s at a dance club in London. They sort of, you know, flirted a little bit, shared a kiss or two. Nothing further happened. They became friends, hung out. Then back in 2014, she collapsed at her house. Was rushed to the hospital, learned that she had end-stage kidney disease. The only way she would survive is if she got a new kidney. But she has B-negative blood, which, if you don't know, is very, very rare. And to find a match would be nearly impossible. And then he finds out he's a match. And he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give her my kidney. And he does. And then he's like, look, we've been together through thick and thin through all these years. He drops down on what? You have my kidney. I am basically giving you life. Drops down on a knee. Proposes to this woman. And she's like, let me think about it.
Let me think about it.
Quote, I let him down gently by saying, I'd have to think about it. End quote.
By the way, when you tell the media that you let him down gently, saying you
place, and she said no, and people are like, what happened? And then there's this whole backstory of, I gave you a healthy kidney that I had in my body, and it saved your life. I bathed you. I fed you. I visited you every day. He sent flowers and chocolates on Valentine's Day. He's been pining for her for years. And she just is like,
it's not her responsibility to reciprocate those feelings, though. And the true nature of giving, be it a chocolate or a kidney, you give with no expectations of anything in return.
And remember, are you doing this justice, Woody? You're making it sound like he's bitter and mad. Is that really what's happening?
No, he's not. He's
okay,
like, because
you were making it sound.
Did he expect something in return? Yes, Chelsea, I see where you're going. He gave freely of his kidney. He's not like, well, I want my kidney back since you said no. But let's face it, when it comes down to love, this dude loves her. And and she
doesn't.
Yeah,
but in that romantic way.
I guess, but when it came down to it, it was okay that he spends the night and helps feed me and bathe me and nurses me back to health and gives me a kidney. She can't just throw him a shot.
But doesn't
she can't give it a wing ding? Come on!
But you wouldn't want that, right? No. Let's be honest.
Can I speak as a person who married the wrong person? Like, you don't want to just do it for, you know, the wrong reasons. You know, it sounds like he'd been in the friends is meant to be.
Yes.
And this is going to make her fall in love with me. Well, here, life is not like the movies. It doesn't always work out that way. And would you want to be with somebody who didn't feel the same way about you? I mean, he knows that she doesn't feel that way.
Are there other organs that you can donate, or is kidney the only one?
Well, when you're dead, you can. But I think
that's the only one living.
Yeah, you can donate part of your liver. You could donate your kidney.
I guess what I was going to get at is there a hierarchy? In other words, is kidney, you know,
bottom of the barrel?
Well,
the entry level?
Does one mean that you're owed more than another?
She's like, well, I'm saying no now, but if you'd given me, you know, part of your spleen.
Right. I don't know. Do they do that? I'm not sure.
I don't think they do that. I find it fascinating, though, that
well, look,
they
but, I
share
mean,
so much. And think about your own relationship.
But you're not required to spend your life with someone because they donated an organ. I mean, first of all, you know.
But they're forever linked.
Well, but you may, you may donate your kidney to another man who's then a buddy of yours.
Guess what? Then we're getting married.
No,
I pop the question.
That's not
accurate. That's not the way that works.
I expect a yes.
But you do it to save someone's life. How many people do you think listening, by the way, have donated an organ? You think we have anybody listening who's donated an organ?
Yes, we have at least one person listening.
Certainly donate.
Call in now.
What's the time you gave a great gift and got stiffed in return?
It's the time you asked a woman to marry you after giving her an organ and she said no.
I figure there's going to be a lot of folks.
There's a ton of people
on that topic.
Absolutely. Phone line open for you.
Why don't you go to the phones? People who've donated a kidney and then had their marriage proposal turned down.
What?
The phone lines would be ringing off the hook for that one.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is it.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Wilcox, Chelsea, how big a fan of the Foo Fighters are you?
The Foo Fighters?
I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Foo Fighters!
Big fan.
I enjoy the Foo Fighters.
One of the things that we all love about them are the writers that bands have, you know, backstage, they want a certain list of things. The Foo Fighters are legendary for having some interesting things on their writers. To comedic effect,
oh,
right?
Oh, right. When you're doing a show.
Oh, Carl Sagan, sorry.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters for the longest time had a coloring book that was their writer. I bring it up because they're currently on tour and somebody snapped a photo of a sign at a Foo Fighters concert of the prohibited items. Items you're not allowed to bring in to a Foo Fighters concert. And this is legitimate. Everything I'm about to say is on the list of prohibited items.
So this is not having anything to do with their backstage provisions.
This is for you, the person going to the concert. Obviously, you're not allowed to have a cooler. You're not allowed to have a large bag, and they have a certain size. You're also not allowed to have any commercially prepared food from outside the venue or any unflattering photos of Ryan Seacrest.